Blog Talk Radio.
Tired, man.
Go ahead.
father standing on the bridge, and it collapsed. I think I'm traumatized from when we got beat by the Sixers in the first round.
I'm not traumatized by that, but I know, like, I'm not getting my hopes so high for them to be winning titles when I know definitely it's a team better than us, that everybody's betting on. So I'm giving them, like, a bias. I'm tired of giving them the confidence that
they
can beat everybody when they really can.
I feel, that's the way I feel. Like, they lost to the Bucks, right?
Yeah, but that was just because.
No, you're not where I'm at. That ain't just because.
They don't care about little games because they know they're in a playoff.
Here we go.
They don't care.
Here we go.
They don't care. That's like you fighting for the heavyweight championship belt.
Right. Okay.
And you fight a celebrity match and lose.
Okay. All right.
How much training and thought did you put into that celebrity match?
None, because it's not. I'm not fighting for anything.
Exactly.
But if this is the NBA, you still got.
Yeah.
You might play these dudes in the playoffs.
They not.
Well, the Bucks are in the playoffs.
They not gonna play the Bulls.
So the Bulls gonna play Washington.
They the third seed, so they gonna play the. Ooh, the sixth seed. No, they the fourth seed, so they gonna play the fifth seed. The fifth seed.
Let's check that out.
Did they beat Toronto?
Yeah.
Is
all right.
Atlanta second.
Right now it's right now the playoffs started today. Miami will play the Hawks.
8-1.
I don't know how the Nets got in the playoffs. Yeah, when I fell off,
7.
They play in the Cleveland.
4-7.
The Bucks will play the Raptors.
3-6.
I don't know. Wait a minute. Okay. All right, here we go. Atlanta's number one. So Atlanta's playing Miami. Cleveland is playing the Nets. Toronto was playing.
Chicago will be playing Washington.
Right.
We can beat them.
All right. Here we go.
Let's get a Washington.
Why?
Because...
Tell me
they beat us at our lowest. Like, we starting to, you know, starting to get healthy, and we are deeper and better talented team.
See? That's the bridge, dude.
No.
That's the bridge.
Alright.
How many years in this Derrick Rose era have we been saying this?
That would get what you mean. We were going to Eastern Conference Finals. And then he got hurt, and we was all depressed. Like, when he got hurt, when we played Philadelphia, that was just depressing. Then we came back, and we was winning. Then we got back to the playoffs, and then we lost to Washington because we didn't have Derrick Rose, but we didn't have the talent around us that we do have this year.
Really? But every year we holler benchmark this, benchmark that.
Yeah, but it's the real benchmark.
Nah, I ain't going with that. Like, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm not really on this Bulls bandwagon this year. I just don't see him really going that far this year. I could be wrong, and I hope I am. But with Rose coming back from injury, the defensive lapse, these little teams like y'all call them the Bucks and stuff like that, they don't. It just don't look like a promising playoff run.
I mean, we gonna make it to like the second, third. It's gonna be Chicago versus Cleveland
at some point, huh? Okay, so in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who Atlanta gotta play?
Atlanta is playing Miami.
Miami can beat Atlanta.
Miami's not gonna beat Atlanta. All right, so Atlanta's moving on. Cleveland's gonna win that. So Cleveland's moving on.
I'm not giving Atlanta just that win. They always fold in the playoffs.
This is not this year. This is not this thing.
It matter. That's just them. The same feeling you got about the Bulls is the same feeling you should have about Atlanta. They always get into the playoffs.
Atlanta got the best record, man, in the Eastern Conference. How can I have that same feeling?
Because their record isn't the same.
All right. Y'all
they
know
beat all the teams they supposed
isn't
to.
That, they beat everybody.
But
they only lost 19 games.
Yeah, lately, though, they was beat all of Orlando's and everybody they were supposed to. When a 15 was losing to them, but you know when a 15 started really playing their best, the low teams ain't got no chance. So while everybody was still losing to the low teams, Atlanta was just coming in like whooping them. So they got like inflated wins. Like they ain't never lost a fuck for Orlando. But they have lost to like any team in the West. That's good.
Bro, the West beat anybody, though.
We beat the West.
Did the East beat the West this year?
I'm saying we beat.
Oh, you talking about the Bulls?
Yeah, we beat them.
Yeah, we had a good record against them. Yeah.
Okay, but them the top teams.
Yeah.
So when they play good teams, they don't play all that well. They be all right. They be 50-50. Against a bad team, they 80-20.
All right, Toronto and Milwaukee.
Toronto.
I'm going Milwaukee.
That's you and that FanDuel.
This ain't FanDuel. This ain't FanDuel. This is me paying attention to the little team. That's a scrappy bunch. A scrappy bunch will beat you.
They don't happen in a playoff.
You know what?
They ain't ready.
You know what? All of this cliche-ish talk about the playoff. Oh, everybody turn up. Everybody turn up.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they really turn up?
Yes. Yes. The whole thing turned up. Now you're playing the best of the best. And no, nobody want to go home. You got 7 games and you got matchups. Yeah. Hell of adjustment.
So you're telling me a team like Milwaukee, they're not thinking that?
No. Because they thinking like during the season, like, oh yeah, we just lose 3-4 games, but we still playing. Like, no. You lose 3 more games, you go home.
I'm not
so
saying
that every shot you take, a lot more
pressure. Yeah,
okay,
right.
So how are you doing with them shots? For the ones who during the season, like rookies and second-year players who just shoot, like, because they know they're going to keep playing 10, 15 more games, like, nope. So they're not even getting played. And when they do play, they think to themselves, I don't want to mess up. So they're playing tight. But now you're not playing like a real team, because if you've been in the playoffs, you know you can't play like that. You got to be yourself and just play. When young teams don't know that. Atlanta always goes to the playoffs and lose. They don't even know what it's like to be in there.
This is not a young team. This Atlanta team.
Who they started before? 3.
We've been through this already.
Who they started? The 3rd. They small 4.
The small 4 is damn, what's his name? Dude with the dreads.
If he's shooting a 3,
he do a lot more.
Oh, man, in a playoff, though, he ain't never been in the playoffs.
No.
Don't even count on him.
Yeah, you do.
No, you don't.
No, you count on that team. They play as a team. Nobody's a superstar on that team.
Exactly. And when you playing in a town where you need your superstars to get calls and stuff, they not finna get them. They not finna get them. The playoffs is a whole
thing. Oh, so you're talking about calls.
Everything. Everything. Superstars get calls. Who they got that's going to go for 5th?
Atlanta is going to beat Miami.
Who they got that can go for 50?
They can go for 50.
40. Nobody.
Horford.
Ain't finna go for no 40.
Horford or?
Is not finna go for
40. Horford or Millsap.
Is not finna
go for
40. They have before.
They can.
They not. I'll make it way to go for 40 before Horford.
Wade is hurt.
In the playoffs, I bet you do. Boom, plan.
Who's going to stop T on Miami?
Mario Chalmers.
He's going to stop T. Not from scoring, from doing all the intangibles.
Who's going to stop Wade?
Nobody. Nobody.
And Wade know how to do it in the end. Say, oh, what good shot mentality, toughness.
Okay, who's going to stop? Is Wade going to shut down Korver? Yeah, probably.
Korver going to do what to Wade?
Yeah,
nothing. He's going to average like 3.
Right. That's not a good matchup.
Damn, Wade can give you 10 assists.
That's a good matchup for Miami. That's
White
a good
side.
Matchup for Miami. Now, Whiteside and Horford.
Your boy Whiteside.
Horford. Because Horford don't have to stay in the hole.
Gordon Dragic.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's 5 points right now.
Lou Aldane.
You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Two, three, man, is not.
Millsap and who's that power for? Millsap don't kill. Millsap, Horford.
They don't have playoff games.
King is gonna have at least. He's probably gonna average at least 8 to 10 rebounds a game. Assists a game. Horford is gonna average. Because Whiteside is going to foul out.
You think?
Yeah. Because he's young. He's going to be super hyped up. They're going to foul out.
I'm putting my money on a team that I've seen to win before.
But you never see Whiteside on that team.
Oh, I've seen
LeBron's not, LeBron's not on that team.
No.
You see LeBron do it.
No, I seen Wade do it with LeBron on his team. Wade
right.
be carrying
the Wade is hurt. Bosh is not there.
Y'all put hurt in the playoffs.
Right. Bosh is not. Bosh ain't there. Let's not forget that. Millsap is going to kill. Yeah. I think I just proved my point.
Toronto against the Bucks.
Toronto against the Bucks. You know what? Logically, Toronto, yeah. But a scrappy bunch of players, the Bucks could speak their name and beat them without Jabari Parker.
They don't have no go-to players.
They do. They got Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo.
He ain't cold like that. He is.
I bet he will. I bet he step up.
That's like saying if you take it into Minnesota, it's the playoffs, Anthony Wiggins going to go off. Just because of whatever you do in the regular season, it's going to carry over in the playoffs. No. You got to put 15-foot jumpers with nobody sticks you with all the pressure. Like, you need this shot.
Yeah. You're
down 6, and you want to be down 4.
Yeah.
No, you're not going to put that on any young player.
All right, 4-2, 4-3?
Toronto gets the Bucks. They're going to be doing, like, 4-1.
Toronto, 4-1? All right. And then we got
4-2.
All right, right. I could G for that. I don't think we're going to get knocked out by Washington, but I'm worried. I put it like that.
Not worried.
I'm worried about the big.
And
I'm worried about Nene.
They was hurt. Noah was hurt. Noah's not hurt.
I worry about Gortat. Not really worried about Bradley Beal. And I'm not really worried about Wall.
Hodge.
Right.
Hall.
That's the thing. We got depth for that pick. So we probably will win. We probably will win that. All right. And then we got, that's it. Second round.
Yeah. That's our seed up with the high and go. The highest seed, play the lowest seed. So whatever winners it is. So if Atlanta beat Miami, they got to play the winner between 2 and 7.
Yeah. They still go the same way, don't they?
Not sure.
Okay, Atlanta beat Miami.
Cleveland, what y'all think? 347-838-8449.
Cleveland
about these matchups.
Cleveland beat Brooklyn. So Cleveland will play Atlanta.
And now what they gonna do? Now look, giving them a chance, like boy.
They probably won't. They probably won't win that series.
And that's what they do every year.
But they care.
They not. They're not going to let Atlanta knock out Cleveland in the second round.
Okay, then Chicago beat Washington. So, Chicago play Toronto.
We're going to beat Toronto.
Yeah. It probably will be the Bulls and Cleveland.
They've been saying that since the beginning of the year.
Yeah, it probably will play out.
I don't even know why we watched the season. That's why I died now. Because I already know it's going to be like Cleveland versus Golden State or the Spurs, and the West don't win.
No, I think the Bulls could beat Cleveland. Man, I do think that.
Now
I do think that. Sure. I think the Bulls will beat Cleveland. Sure. If it comes down to the Eastern Conference Finals.
That's where your bias confidence comes in and kills every Bulls fan.
I think they will beat them.
They're going to be so mad when the refs start giving LeBron every all these calls.
No, I'm not, because I'm used to it. I do this every year. Remember I told you, I've been on the bridge. That has collapsed.
Jumping back on it.
If we get to the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm back on the bridge. But they got to get to the Eastern Conference Finals for me to get back on the bridge.
Don't get back to the Eastern Conference Finals.
All right.
That's as good as we hear.
All right. That's cool. We got some scores here. Indiana knocked off Charlotte 93-74. Indiana's trying to get in the playoffs, too. Washington knocked off the Knicks 101-87.
Ooh.
Yeah. How exciting is that?
That's more than they reckon to make them a better team.
Milwaukee, 110-101.
Ooh.
Boston is in the playoffs.
Bottom feeders.
They're not going to do nothing against the better team. No, Boston isn't
in the playoffs. They try to get to the playoffs. Ain't no Cinderella in the NBA. The last Cinderella was Denver.
It was the team, Baron Davis, Charlotte, when they beat. Who'd they beat? God, who they knocked off.
Ain't no Cinderella in the NBA, though.
It is.
Not like you think. It usually falls down the way you think it is.
God, nobody had the Sixers beating the Bulls that year. The Sixers went on to the second round. It don't matter about Derrick Rose being on the team.
Come on, man. Like, you got to take a dynamic into it. Like,
I'm tired of
this dynamic. We're in a war, and we X out your best person. You know,
I understand that.
Demoralizing that he is.
Yeah, I do.
Not everybody.
But you can't beat the Sixers. But you can't beat the Sixers, though. Like, everybody just.
Feel too sad.
Nah, you feel too sad.
Yeah.
Nah, you should be like, man, let's go.
Nah, it ain't going to be like that because it's like, damn, we was going to be the team to beat and we just lost everything.
Right. What did that say?
No excuses to play like a champ.
Right. Well, I didn't even realize we was going to have this discussion.
Right.
I got water right here.
The best player, Jordan, lose. Everybody's going to be crying, thinking like, oh, my God. He gone, man. Everything we thought of, lost. You might put up a good effort, but you demoralized. Like, look how much, like, if we go in playing with Derrick Rose, we know what we can from our team.
Not that year.
It was really built around him coming around. That was the first time he blew out his knee.
Right.
But he was just the MVP. We was having the best record.
You know what?
Nobody's stopping us.
You know what?
Like if Golden State lose Stephen Curry, they going to still be in the finals? Like, no. If the Cavs lose LeBron James, they going to still be in the finals? No. Like,
no, they not.
Any series they play, the Bulls should be.
Because they play together so long.
They're used to this.
But they weren't used to it then.
They had no scorers. Nor wasn't as good as he was.
Right.
Who was they starting for? Boozer? Like, no. Luol James?
Okay.
Like, no.
Well, now we got scores.
Heinrich? Like, no. Like.
But now we got scores. But we don't got the defense that we had then.
But you need scoring.
And you need defense. Clearly. So now what?
You want to be mentally strong like that, but not your leader, and it worked in the time you feed them the most. Like you going from thinking, man, we're going to blow them out.
Right.
So, you're not even thinking about that series. You're thinking about in the future, like, oh, he blew out his knee.
Yeah, I'm going to be worried about it.
Let's
go win it for him.
You might as well take that whole game play and go,
yeah, and bring in the next one. Let's go win it for
him. You've been gonna do like this. Hey, go straight from this.
Yeah.
Go straight. Like he gone. Like scrap all that. Like, let's
right.
See, who our next best player? Like we gonna run it through you.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah.
See, like no.
Then you keep that defensive intensity and you keep
LeBron
you keep going.
Shut Lou Alvang down.
No, he didn't. Oh, that's because LeBron is
watching the Bulls.
I wasn't really watching any other games. I was only watching the Bulls.
Yeah.
Like now, I watch, you know, any game. But back then, I only watched the Bulls. Then I turned the TV off and went and did something else, went outside or something, did something. Only the Bulls.
I used to always like David Robinson getting toasted by Olajuwon.
Getting what?
Beat by Olajuwon.
Why do you like that?
They used to put him in so many roles, moves, low post moves.
That was a good matchup.
That's like one of the best all-time best post moves when he got David Robinson on a baseline.
Yeah.
Half a fake spin.
Right.
Then back up 100. Like, oh,
yeah.
He had him on tape.
Yeah.
Street David Robinson.
Yeah. And that's when Sinners was really Sinners.
What? You went, oh, no.
Yeah. Alonzo. Yeah. Yeah. I missed that. Shaq. Yeah, I missed that kind of basketball.
Now you got Whiteside.
Whiteside is bringing that back, though. I'm telling you, you got to pay attention.
Noah is bringing that back.
Noah, too. Noah's not like that. Noah could do everything. Those centers didn't do everything. They just rebounded and scored and blocked. They blocked shots, scored, and rebounded.
A lot of ones led the league in steals,
we hope.
Well. All
right. Not assists. Nobody led in assists. They didn't do that.
Bloody D. Robinson.
Yeah. Because maybe he did. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Bloody did. Sure.
That's what I thought.
Right. Bloody is almost like Noah. But Noah's almost like Bloody. But Bloody had a shot. He had a better jump shot. It was more crisp to the rim, I think. Had more moves. Yeah. Anyway, Portland knocked off the Lakers 107-77. And we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to come back with some more information, NFL, draft, college, good stuff like that. We shall return. Sports Reality Radio. Radio. I'm your host, Curtis True Character Townsend, and I'm here with the co-host again,
Rick. Yes, the Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks, White Sox, and maybe a Cubs fan, Thomas.
Oh, my man said he might be a Cubs fan. I like that idea. Come on over here to the Blue.
To the Blue?
Come on over here to the Blue. Hey. I won't call you a bandwagon fan. I promise I won't. I promise I won't. Hey, man, the Cubs had a secret sign tomorrow, right?
Yeah.
Cubs and White Sox, talk of the town.
Talk of the town. Toast of the town.
Toast of the town.
Oh.
I think the Cubs are ranked something like that. And now, D.O. telling everybody to calm down.
Calm down?
Yeah.
That we don't listen to them.
We got critics saying, not this year, next year.
Probably
for sure.
Not.
For sure. I'm saying this year.
See, here you go again with the
full
Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
No.
I'm saying this year we're going to the playoffs. Some people say not
now?
Even the Cubs going to the playoffs.
You think so?
I think now. They're ready now.
Why?
Let's go.
I ain't heard about no home run hitter.
Yeah.
Who?
Solar.
I ain't never heard of it in my life.
You probably ain't heard of half the team, but the players on the team. I haven't even.
All right, the direction they're going.
Yeah, the team is dope, man. And I don't really know anybody really on the Sox, because I haven't paid attention. But I know the Sox got a good team too. So I hope they have a good season. I'm a Cubs fan, and when I type Sox in a comment or something like that, I spell it backwards. I do. XOS. So I do hope they have a good season. Yeah, I do. Hey, call in 347-838-8449. What you think about the MLB season for Chicago? What you think, how's it gonna go?
Well, spelling socks backwards.
Yeah, I spell socks backwards. I'm from Chicago though, that's why I do that.
I ain't never heard of that.
But I probably should be for LA doing that. You know, that's what they do when they diss with somebody.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, they spell it backwards on the wall. I think that's where I got it. The colors. Colors. All right. Sarah Thomas to be the NFL's prime official. Your thoughts?
Know that she's going to be here to keep getting hit. Now, what kind of official is she? Is she the one back with the safety? Is she going to be able to keep up with the plays?
She's going to be the line judge.
That means she can get hit. The line judges on the sideline. They don't. I'm trying to think. Is that the judge's bad line? The first down marker at. Well, she the one that's behind the quarterback and behind the linebacker.
Nah, she's on the. She's gonna be on
she
the sideline.
She was offensive lineman and defensive lineman for all sides.
The line judge, right? Yeah, the line judge. But she's sitting.
On the
side, looking at her. Well, she might be on the field.
If she on the field, she's a part of this. Yeah.
Now, I had a discussion last night with the fellas, and they said they were going like a different direction with it, though. Like the NFL is sending a message. And I was like, you know what? It might be. What if she's hired from pressure, what if they pressured her? Well, how come there's no women officiate?
I don't think they got one thing to do with that.
No?
I mean, I you're just trying to put females in there just for the sake of putting them in there?
Because you pressured by sponsors who've been strangling you, you know, the whole season because of domestic abuses and all this other stuff. Rape. All kinds of crimes against women. But how come some of these women's organizations didn't get with these sponsors and tell them, hey, we're going to pull out if you don't add. If you don't address this situation the way we want you to with these players, and also we want Sarah Thomas to be an official.
That's blackmail.
Yeah, it probably is.
Politics.
Yep. Yep.
She could get hit.
She could get hit, though. Oh,
she can take it.
If she, hey. She's been doing this.
On the NFL level?
No.
Okay.
And technically, she's not the first female referee either.
And you know how they talk to refs, so you think Chris Paul.
No.
You think basketball players talk refs?
Oh, yeah, yeah. She's going to hear some stuff.
Wait.
Yeah.
This all man.
But
all
she's
man.
Done this before.
Not NFL.
Nah, yes. And she's not the first female either. The first female was Shannon Easton when we had to lock it.
You know how to break up fights?
Yeah. 10 years, I've never set out to be the first, and that hasn't changed. Who first started officiating football games in 1996? I do this because I love it. All right. That's cool. Guns is cut.
Yeah.
We got Montgomery. Hey, we got Montgomery. What do you think?
He's 6'5". He came from Denver. He no late game, he no out of game.
Yeah. Full agreement.
Guns kind of fell off like a year ago, too.
Yeah, he got old.
in a year.
He like 50 years old?
We was getting a lot of pressure from up the middle.
Yeah. Full time. I don't know why you would sign. Why you would sign him, though? I don't know why you would sign him to a year contract and then cut him up. That's kind of disrespectful.
I mean, that was because Phil Emery did that.
Right.
And we all know what happened. He got fired 3 days later.
So, the new regime was like sending out.
Yeah, like, why would you even stand him? What are you doing?
Right. That was kind of stupid in the first place. So, he said, thank you to Chicago Bears and Bears fans. Thanks for an incredible 10 years. Hey, you know what, man? Thank you, Roberto Garza. Thank you, man, for the 10 years. Put in a lot of hard work. Put up with a lot of crap.
He was a leader.
He was a leader. You went upside somebody's head. Didn't he go upside somebody's head?
No.
Who went upside somebody's head?
Olin Krupp, more than likely.
Olin Krupp went upside somebody's head. Sorry, Garza. But, yeah, thank you for the 10 years. Hey, who do you think signed the most players this year?
I just think it's Colts, the year 18.
That's because I showed you. I showed you post-production. Post-production work. Yeah, the 18. Patriots, 18. Ravens, 17. Falcons, 16. Panthers, 16. Jets, 15. Bears, 14. Dolphins, 14. Giants, 14. Buccaneers, 14.
But it don't really matter how many free agents you sign.
Yeah. That shows how active you are.
Yeah, but who's to say they all good players?
They're not all good players. They're not all good players. But still, I mean, that just shows how active they are. I think the Bears, their issues, the best, and I give them a grade of an A.
Over.
Yeah, I posted that on the page.
Over the Jets?
Yeah. No. I give Jets an A+.
What about the Eagles? What about the Eagles?
Yeah. I get the Eagles an A+. I get the Bills a B.
Ain't nobody really changed.
Yeah, they did.
Like the Jets, you had Revis.
They did, yeah. Yeah.
Who else they get? From Marty, they signed him back.
Right. They got Marshall.
Oh, Brandon Marshall, yeah.
They got Marshall. What quarterback? Didn't they get a quarterback?
No.
Okay. And they probably got some better defense that came with them. Yeah.
They got three big dudes, three big names.
Yeah. Eagles.
He go out to hurt players.
They got DeMarco Murray.
Yeah, they wanted Al Gore, though. I mean, Frank Gore. Not Al Gore, I don't think. They really wanted Frank Gore. He was like, nah. So they kind of like threw some shade on the Eagles. Like, why he turned them down? And DeMarco Murray wasn't their first.
That's because he probably would have had to run behind Sproles. I don't think Gore wanted to run behind.
That was kind of weird. LeSean McCoy said showed panic in the Eagles by signing DeMarco Murray. Like, they got rid of a good young back. The Cowboys really wanted DeMarco Murray. He knew that was his best place to be because they got the best offensive line. And you know that system.
Right.
It's almost like he wanted to leave, and the Eagles didn't even want him, but since they couldn't get the dude to take running, they went after the most high profile.
That's cool. I'm cool with that.
I don't think he's going to like that.
But they said that the reason they made the decision to get rid of
Marco Murray, he hurt a lot.
Man, he didn't get hurt none last year.
Because he running behind the best team, best offensive line in the league. Now you go to the Eagles.
That offensive line ain't that bad.
Sean Jackson or Jeremy Maclin or LeSean McCoy or that offensive line. Dick DePeter to Oakland.
So they're trying to hope for a similar
and
year.
Sam Bradford. It's all DeMarco Murray.
Yeah.
They're going to get
some. No, and our pro.
You want to build your team around DeMarco Murray as pro. Smallest player in the league and a player who.
Sproles is explosive.
He's tight. Who's throwing it to him?
Bradford's
there. He's not. Just Mr. Glass. I'm playing a run. You got a hurt quarterback and a hurt running back that didn't get hurt last year, but it's usually hurt. They got Ryan Matthews, too, who can hurt. I don't know what the Eagles doing getting all these ex-injured players. Kiko Galazzo, torn ACL. DeMarco Murray didn't have shoulders and foot, all types of problems. Ryan Matthews that had knees and foot, collarbone problems. Sam Bradford, they had legs and stuff, and they let go of their best players, their best three, four. The quarterback was straight, Nick Foles. He had just threw like 25 touchdowns and one interception like the year prior. LeSean McCoy led the league in rushes and yards for scrimmage. DeSean Jackson, one of the most explosive players in the league.
So here's what they're saying. The Eagles' offseason in many ways has been defined by its departure. They haven't brought in a huge number of players in bulk, but the signings have mostly been potential impact players like DeMarco Murray, Byron Maxwell, Ryan Matthews, and the re-signing of low-level moves, which the Eagles will likely make after the draft.
He's cutting that team out and bringing all of his players.
Yeah.
Almost what the Bears should do. That's how you make a turnaround, though. If you want to change regime, you get rid of all that. All that. Everything that got anything to do with the other people. So now you know the Eagles is Chip Kelly being his team.
Mm-hmm. He's right.
The Bears, it ain't like that.
He's making the Oregon.
Right now is, yeah. Right now is Jay Cutler. Then John Fox. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you don't even want Jay. Well, you know, he had an auction. It was an auction.
I heard about that. I don't even want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about that.
We had this nice Jay Cutler signed football going for $100. Going what? Anybody did?
That's terrible, dude.
Anybody? How about 75?
That's terrible, dude.
50?
That's terrible, man.
25.
I would have bought it.
Five.
For $5.
We have owners here. We can't get $5 for this Jay Cutler.
No way.
It out for Rome.
I would have bought it.
That's huge, bro.
That's terrible, man.
He the most.
Call in 347-838-8449. 347-838-8449. Would you have bought the Jay Cutler ball? Hey, where you at? Call in, bro. I know you would have bought the ball. I would have bought the ball, too.
He is horrible, man. You know, Forbes had him the worst, the most disliked player in sports.
I've seen that. That's fine.
That's not.
That's fine.
No. Because you don't have no friends, so when you getting personal fouls and, boy, don't do them like that, cause he not getting none of them. They look like smash them.
Yeah.
Refs be looking away like, he just got hit the head with an elbow by a Marshall man, and ref look away like, they don't care, man. He ain't going to never get no calls, never the benefit of his doubt, nothing.
But you know what? That hurts to see.
That's your leader.
Yeah.
That's how that's how they going to think about y'all as a team. Him first. Get y'all. And Matt Forte might get here like, oh, no, don't do Matt Forte like that. Call it up.
Yeah.
And that's up. So you need to get Marcus Mariota. All
right.
New general manager. New coach. Know what's coming next. The quarterback, they always want their own guy.
That's fine.
And we got the 7-6.
Good.
So you can get a good player.
You get him. I ain't against it.
Hey, man.
I'm not.
Kelly going to be out of here.
That's fine.
See you 6.
Hey, dude, he got to leave anyway.
That's messed up. I'm mad because he won't get it right. That's why I really don't like him. Just won't get it right.
I know that's why you don't like him, because you do like him.
I did.
You do. You do like him.
I'm like him when he start playing, but
yeah, you are. You like Cutler. You just don't want to be hurt. You hurt, man. He hurts you deep. He cuts you deep,
bro.
He cuts you deep, bro. That's bad. Get up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. It's Final Four today.
Final Four.
For today. Frank Kaminsky and John Calipari getting honors. Frank Kaminsky is Associated Press Player of the Year. Calipari is the Coach of the Year.
You think?
Yeah.
Putting out NBA players every year. Number one pick.
Yeah. Kaminsky's average of 18.83 rebounds. Good question. Calipari is moving around.
Who's better?
Calipari. Who's better, Kurt? Coach. Calipari. Because he moved around. Coach K been at Duke forever. It's just Duke.
Is he the best coach all time?
Coach K?
No. Calipari. As far as what he's doing.
No, it was Dennis
Teams, win.
Dennis Smith.
Yeah.
Dennis Smith's best coach of all time. Now, he could be second best.
Put out a lot of players. Dean Smith put out some players, too. Yeah. Calipari put out a number one pick. Dean Smith put out players who end up being cold.
Calipari put out number one pick that
I'm going to go to Chicago tomorrow. I'm going to make him a star.
Calipari put out number one players that leave, right? Coach K put out number one players that play 4 years.
If you wanna go to the league and you will, better
go to Calipari. Yeah,
and he'll get you there.
He's
gonna get you to know everything you want.
If you wanna get your skills honed, go to Duke. Play for Coach Stack. You be there for 4 years. Like Christian Leitner.
Wow. Big Timber Ballsy.
Nah, man. You know what happened to him?
Yeah.
The whole story.
Sorry,
he didn't suck.
Play him on the dream team instead of Shaq.
He really just played bully ball. Well, getting on the dream team, that's probably political. But he really just played bully ball. He was a dirty player. You gotta watch that I Hate Chris. Yeah, you gotta watch that. He used to beat up Bobby Hurley.
I don't even wanna see his point. Like, you know, okay, I don't care.
Dude,
like, I hate him.
That's not going to make me like him more. He was
like Greg
Hill upside the head.
Yeah, Greg Hill was
his toast. Yeah, right there.
That's what Jalen Rose told me.
That's what anybody said about
Duke is playing
Michigan State, right?
The only time they did have more than two players was probably like, when it was like Jay Williams and what's the boy who had to meet me, Shane Battier. And Chris
Duhigg. No, but no, Shane Battier wasn't real. Chris Duhigg wasn't real either. Chris Duhigg is a Duke.
They always have one good player.
Chris Duhigg is a Duke player.
Yeah,
he's a Duke student, like, forever.
We play for
him. Oakford plays nobody no more.
Who the number one pick coming out today?
Oh, you're talking about, Duke. You're talking about that, I thought you were talking about a Mecca.
I'm talking about Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Is he the only black player on their team?
Yeah. He might be. He got nothing to do with nothing. Yeah.
Start?
Yeah.
Two other dudes? Oh, when they breaking down the wall. Like? Oh, see that anyway. Two dark skinned dudes. They ain't got no dark skin. I don't think they've ever had Luau Deng was the darkest dude ever.
That dude?
Yeah.
Probably. Call it 347-838-8449. Who's the darkest dude?
That's
Duke.
Like, that's enough dark. Well, he's more like, let me stop. These are just jokes.
That's who you got, Duke and Michigan State.
Duke.
No, Duke?
Yeah.
How dare you pick Duke?
I don't like Duke.
Why would you pick him?
Because everybody else picked him. So they must
Tom Izzo? Over Coach K?
Coach K be killing. because he like Rose. So that's the only reason I'm cool with him like that.
Tom Izzo is like Coach Phil.
Like coaches like that.
That's him.
Michigan State. What Tom Izzo say? That's what he did.
Yeah.
His name sounds cool. It's dope. Mr. Izzo.
I don't know. It might be too. Because in one of my brackets, I got Duke for second. So it could be Duke could win one. They might pull it out. But in one of my brackets, I got Michigan State in the second. So I don't really care. Well, no, I got this. One of them is free and one of the money one.
Which one you got the money on?
I don't remember.
Basically,
no, too. Well, here's the thing. I didn't pick my bracket this year.
Took
all the point out of it. Yeah, I did, because I didn't watch too much basketball this year, so I wasn't up on what was going on. So I just used like an expert bracket in both of them. So it was up to them. What happened? Hey, everybody.
Oh, hey,
real quick.
Hey, fellas.
Real quick, man. Nah, forget it.
No, he can't leave us.
We ain't got that much time, but we could talk about Josh Hamilton for a long time.
Yeah, man, he needs to lay off the drugs.
Yeah.
And alcohol and the drugs.
Cocaine and alcohol, dude. That's not good for you. You play baseball. That's not good.
That's baseball, though.
But, yeah, but he can't be punished either because he kind of admitted it. Hey, you know what?
I do drugs.
Relapse.
Please forgive me.
And the arbitrator was.
Please believe me.
The arbitrator says, okay, well, you know what? We can't punish this man. But slam everybody else.
Slam.
Everybody else gets slammed. All right, we out of here.
Peace.
Peace. Enjoy your weekend. Bring it back to me. Thank you.